when California's governor, Jerry Brown, signed laws this month regulating assault weapons and ammunition, the NRA dubbed California the most anti-gun state in America. Well, now, gun control advocates here in Washington would like to join that club. They're asking state lawmakers to pass an assault weapons ban here. This is Washington Ceasefire President Ralph Fasciatelli at a news conference in Seattle yesterday.
We need particularly the Democratic leaders in Washington State to stand up because they're out of touch with the energy that we're seeing at the grassroots level that people have had enough.
Can Washington be more like California when it comes to gun control? Let's ask reporter Jerry Kornfield, who covers the Washington legislature, for the Everett Herald. Hi, Jerry.
Good afternoon.
You just heard Ralph Fasciatelli of Washington Ceasefire say that Washington Democrats, Democratic politicians, are out of touch with what the people want. First of all, is that true?
I don't know if that's a good, accurate characterization. The last 2 years, including earlier this year, Democrats in the House and last year in the Senate introduced bills that would ban assault weapons and limit the sale of weapons that have large ammunition magazines. So legislation has been introduced, but the politics of the legislature and the state just haven't enabled the success on those bills.
What do you mean the politics haven't enabled the success?
Well, you've got a Republican-controlled Senate, and it's very evenly divided in the state House and potentially Republican-controlled next year, and there's just not a majority of votes in both the two caucuses to move significant gun control legislation to the governor's desk. I mean, the governor would sign it if it reached it, I believe, but it hasn't reached that, hasn't been able to succeed. In 2014, then, a group formed, Alliance for Gun Responsibility, and they raised $10.5 million, and they put an initiative on the ballot that passed, and that was the background check measure. That same group has raised $3 million and putting another initiative on the ballot this year. So I think what's going to happen is this fight is going to be fought on the ballot rather than the legislature.
And do you think the Washington citizens would pass an assault weapons ban? They're ready to this year, I guess maybe next year?
Yeah, I think 2017 at the soonest, mm-hmm. 2018 might be more likely. I don't know if an assault weapons ban can get through with voter approval. I think other elements and bills that were signed by the governor in California might. I mean, limiting the possession of ammunition magazines that hold more than 10 bullets, that might work. They also are requiring background checks for people who buy ammunition in California. And one thing to remember about California, they have a governor who's a Democrat. They have a legislature that's controlled by Democrats. So politically, it's a easier hurdle to move through. And the legislature there passed 12 bills, and the governor vetoed 6 of them. So it's not a sure thing.
But even outside the legislature, you're saying it's not a sure thing that Washington citizens would pass an assault weapons ban. What's different between California and Washington here?
Well, in this case, I mean, California, what they did it legislatively, and so they didn't have to go to the ballot. And mm-hmm. when you get to a ballot fight, it's hard for me to predict what the situation will be in 2017 or 2018, the climate. It'll be a lot of money. The majority of voters, I think polling shows, would like to see the sale of assault weapons banned here and in a lot of states. The public doesn't see a need for those to be readily available on the private market. But when you get to it just depends on whether the National Rifle Association and other groups are willing to spend money to fight against the ban or not. And they may not care. I mean, some issues arise in Washington, and the organizations say, we're not going to worry, whether it's the marijuana initiative or gay rights or gay marriage. There's been less outside money brought in some of those measures. So maybe they let Washington have a ban on assault weapons and worry about it elsewhere.
Well, are we missing a story here about changing public opinion? For example, I noticed at this Democratic convention, gun control's all over the place where you didn't hear anything about it 4 years ago at the Democratic convention.
Right, and some of it is just these tragedies that have happened in Orlando, in the nightclub, in Dallas with the police. And the shootings overseas. I think people, it's back in front of them that these guns are readily available and individuals are getting them and using them to cause great harm. I think it also will raise questions and lead to legislation on mental health and social services to try to detect when an individual shouldn't have a gun and prevent more people from getting guns if they are dealing with potential violence and mental illness.
What is something you think could pass the legislature or an initiative process in Washington State? You mentioned limiting ammunition magazines, background checks to buy ammunition. Is that more possible than an assault weapons ban here?
I think when you get to legislature so evenly divided as Washington's will be in 2017, and when they're not talking about school funding issues and budgets, possibly a bill that just says, look, we already require background checks on the sale of guns. Now, if you want to get buy ammunition and a large quantity of ammunition, we want to have a background check on you, because I could go buy ammunition and not have a gun, and they would not do a background check on me. So, yeah, I could see something like that being debated and possibly passed in the legislature.
Okay, finally, let's talk a little strategy, Jerry. The Washington ceasefire says that they want to build a wall, a West Coast wall, along with Oregon and California, to sort of be a national model for gun regulations. Does that sound like an effective plan?
Well, I think symbolically it sounds, it may be possible to unite with other states, but I personally find the word, the use of the word wall might be an unfortunate use in this strategy, because the notion of a wall is so prominent in the presidential debate and about keeping people out. And so many of the Democratic lawmakers who are fighting against a wall against immigrants are going to be hard-pressed to want to support a wall on weapons. I think they'll want to probably change the lexicon of their strategy.
Yes, we may have a messaging issue there to think about. That's reporter Jerry Kornfield, who covers the Washington legislature for the Everett Herald. It's always good to talk with you, Jerry. Thank you.
So, thank you.
We've been discussing the odds of an assault weapons ban passing either by legislation or by initiative here in Washington State, as Washington ceasefire would like to happen. They held that news conference yesterday in Seattle.